接下来我们来看一下本文的 special difficulties。 在课文中间我们区别过了 to 以及 enough 用法， to 表太的意思， enough 表足够。好，那么按照例句来连接句子，首先看一下例句。两个简单句是 The wall is high, I cannot climb it。 这个墙太高了，我爬不了。 The wall is high, I cannot climb it。 那么可以表示这个墙太高了，爬不了。那么太而不能是 too too 的结构。好，两个简单句连到一起构成了 The wall is too high to climb, The wall is too high to climb, 这墙太高了，不能爬。那么需要强调一点是，后面不要再加 it 做宾语了，因为这个 wall 已经做 climb 的逻辑宾语，我们这时候省略掉 it。 OK, The wall is too high to climb, 这墙太高了，爬不了。那么如果补充的更完整的话，这墙太高了，我爬不了，可以用 for me 来表达， for me to climb。 那么这个 me 做不定式 to climb 的逻辑主语。完整的句子是 The wall is too high for me to climb, The wall is too high for me to climb, 这墙太高了，我爬不了。 OK, too too, 太而不能的含义。好，我们再看下一组例句。简单句是 The wall is low, I can climb it, 这墙很低，我能爬得了。The wall is low, I can climb it, 这墙很低，我能爬得了。那么能够做某事可以用 enough to 来表示。那么简单句连到一起之后构成了 The wall is low enough to climb, 这个墙很低，能爬得了。 The wall is low enough to climb, 这个墙很低，能爬得了。 OK, enough to 表能够的含义。一定注意 it 已经不要了，因为前面 wall 已经做 climb 的逻辑宾语。那如果补充上去，这墙很低，我能够爬得了。好， to do 不定式的逻辑主语用 for me 来表达。 The wall is low enough for me to climb, The wall is low enough for me to climb, OK。 好，根据例句呢，用 to 或者 enough to 来连接句子。那 exercise 1 is The car is expensive, I cannot buy it, 这个车很贵，我买不了。The car is expensive, I cannot buy it. 好，我们可以说这个车太贵了，不能买，用 to 来连接。 The car is too expensive to buy, The car is too expensive to buy, 或者说这个车太贵了，我买不了，用 for me 表示逻辑主语。 The car is too expensive for me to buy, The car is too expensive for me to buy. OK, 好， exercise 2 isThis car is cheap, I can buy it. This car is cheap, I can buy it. 这个车很便宜，我能买得了。那我们可以说，这个车足够便宜，可以买。This car is cheap enough to buy. This car is cheap enough to buy. OK? 这个车足够便宜，可以买。或者说，这个车足够便宜，我可以买。加个逻辑主语 for me. OK? This car is cheap enough for me to buy.This car is cheap enough for me to buy. 这个车足够便宜，我能够买。OK, 好，在本文的难点中，重点注意一下 to 以及 enough 区别。好， that's all for the special difficulties.